TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Driving with DeMarco. Now, my name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShot. Greg, you can also follow the website, thechairshot.com, because Driving with DeMarco is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which is presented in conjunction with thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. Of course, you can support our efforts by going over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up one of the great designs that we have there. We've got the logo designs. We've got the Always Use Your Head shirts. We've got some of the classics now, the Chair Shot Brewing Company, the Chair Shot Corona shirt. We got the Jesus Did the Job shirt, which, of course, is amazing. You can go ahead and wear that one at church. That'll be really exciting on a Sunday morning or Saturday, depending on when you go to church. We've also got some of the newer designs, like the Baron Corbin Suck shirt, it is inspired by the man himself. It's also endorsed by the man himself. And I quote, he said, "I dig it." Now, that's something that made my day back when it happened and continues to make my day to this day. We've also got some new designs up there, as we have the brand new Chair Shot mascot, so to speak, big old muscle-bound bearded guy swinging a steel chair with the Chair Shot underneath.
In 900 feet, turn left onto North 83rd Avenue.
Don't think so. She wants me to get off, but I'm not getting off because there's too much space between myself and that exit. So shut up, lady. And then we have the Suck It Nerd shirt. And well, listen to the Greg DeMarco show tonight to learn more about the Suck It Nerd shirt. And then I will still tell that whole story here on Driving with DeMarco. Now, today is Tuesday. We only had one show yesterday because of technical difficulties. That will finally be available. Well, if you're listening to this now, then last night's show is finally available here on Tuesday. You kind of got two coming up back to back. Just some craziness and you know, life, good craziness, but craziness in general as we hit the end of the school year for both my kids and my wife, who is works in school administration.
Turn left onto North 83rd Avenue.
Oh, no. See, now it's beeping at me. This is what GPS, see, I haven't always had the GPS on, but now it's like pissed off at me because I'm not doing what it says. It's like another wife. I already have a wife at home. I already have a wrestling work wife. That's a story that we got to tell at some point. That'll be funny. And now I have the GPS wife, apparently. But today's topic is rather interesting because, well, I'll tell you. So today's topic, we're going to talk about Dana Brooke. Now, don't turn the show off. Like, I know you hear Dana Brooke and you're like, what the fuck? But look, I talked about Robert Roode and Ricochet a few weeks ago.
In half a mile, exit onto exit 136, 75th Avenue.
I'm about to turn this lady off. But anyway, so I want to talk about Dana Brooke. And don't turn the show off because it's a very important topic. You might turn it off later when you hear the comparison I'm going to make. But I want to talk about Dana Brooke. Now, when I started Driving with DeMarco back in April, and I was doing shows about Sasha Banks, and I was doing shows about the NFL draft, and if WWE could incorporate that into how they the NFL schedule release, and if WWE could incorporate that into releasing the WrestleMania card. And then we talked about the NFL draft, and I drafted, you know, that crazy episode where I basically ran out of time and was just throwing names out there. Just a lot of different stuff. We've talked about ratings. We've talked about Dean Ambrose. Talked about Sasha Banks. All these salient, important topics in the world of professional wrestling. And now I want to talk to you about Dana Brooke. If you asked me back on day one when I started this show, was I going to talk about Dana Brooke? I wouldn't have ruled it out because you just never know in this crazy world of wrestling. But on my show, the Greg DeMarco Show, we like
in
to
1,000 feet. Exit to the
no,
right.
No, bitch. We like to do something called odds makers, where we'll give a percentage chance to something happening. And if you said, hey, what's the percentage chance that before June 1st, you were going to, so over a 6-week period, you were going to talk about Dana Brooke on Driving with DeMarco, I probably would have given it at best a 10% chance. I don't think I would have thought that I was going to talk about Dana Brooke. I have not been a big fan of Dana Brooke since she debuted on the main roster. I think she was rushed to the main roster, which they do sometimes. I'm looking at you, Apollo Crews. So I'm looking at you, Tyler Breeze.
Exit to the right onto exit 136, right. 75th
That's enough
Avenue.
Out of you, lady. We're going to turn her down. Maybe we'll turn her back up and see what kind of fun comes up. But that's right, I turned a woman down. It's just a GPS voice, though. But, so if you asked me if I was talking about Dana Brooke, I would have given it a 10% chance. I felt like she came up to the main roster too soon. And I gave a couple other names, like a Tyler Breeze, who might be getting that shot in NXT yet again. I've talked about, you know, Apollo Crews. People that came up too soon, came up without a plan, like Ty Dillinger, things of that nature. So, but Dana Brooke is a different case. Dana Brooke went out there and basically called her shot and got herself booked with Ronda Rousey. Now, she did the job to Ronda Rousey. She did the quick job to Ronda Rousey. But she got herself a high-profile match with Ronda Rousey.
In 900 feet, turn left onto North 75th Avenue.
I'm already past that exit. The fuck's wrong with... Oh, she's doing it. Okay, never mind. I'm too distracted by the GPS lady. Anyway, Dana Brooke got herself a high-profile match with Ronda Rousey. And she got her noticed. And look at her now. She's in the Money in the Bank ladder match. She's probably holding down the position that would have been reserved for Sasha Banks. All right, if Sasha Banks wasn't...
Turn left onto North 75th Avenue.
If Sasha Banks wasn't sitting at home being stupid...
Go straight on for 25 minutes to exit 153... State Route 143, 48th Street, Broadway Road.
Here in a minute. All right, good.
Police reported ahead.
Okay, great. I'm not even speeding. I'm only breaking the law by talking on the phone. But I'm doing it hands-free. Ha-ha! Suck it, nerd! Sorry. That's a little preview on the shirt there. Anyway, now that we're done with the GPS woman... It's not because she's a woman. It's because she's the GPS, by the way. We love women. We have more women writing for the Chair Shot than almost any other website out there that's not specifically featuring women. We got multiple starting this week, so not to toot my own horn, but I'm going to toot my own horn. That's another topic for another day. So Dana Brooke is occupying the position that could have been reserved for Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks either would have been in the Money in the Bank ladder match, or she would have been challenging Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship. One of those two things would have happened, and either she'd be in the Money in the Bank ladder match, or Lacey Evans would be in the Money in the Bank ladder match, and Sasha would be challenging. But those things aren't happening. Sasha's sitting at home. Sasha's being stupid. That's a whole other conversation, because I think she's hurting herself more than she's helping herself with the decision she's making right now. But it opened up an opportunity, and that opportunity could have gone to anybody, but it went to Dana Brooke. Now, I want to rewind things just a little bit. Back to 2017. WrestleMania 33 just finished up. We had ourselves a shakeup, so to speak. And the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal happens on the kickoff show for WrestleMania 33. Mojo Rawley wins thanks to an assist from his friend Rob Gronkowski. And that whole issue was brought up by one Jinder effing Mahal. You know my feelings on Jinder Mahal. You know the love that I have for the performer, for the character, and for the guy behind it all. We'll talk about that more this week, because there's an amazing interview out there with him that you should listen to. But Jinder Mahal wins, or comes in second, but in my mind wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Because when that happened, when Jinder Mahal, who was doing basically nothing on the main roster at that point, when Jinder Mahal pushes the issue with Gronk, and now, causes Mojo to win the Battle Royal, has Gronk his moment. To me, I thought that Jinder was going to get an opportunity, because Jinder showed them he'll do anything. He's a company guy. He made everyone else look like a million bucks. I went on the DWA podcast, and I told them, you got to give me 30 seconds to talk about Jinder Mahal. Talked about Roman. That was a This Is My Yard Now promo after he beat The Undertaker. But I said, you got to let me talk about Jinder. And I said, Jinder's going to get a push. Now, I didn't know he was going to be world champion. But I said he would get a push because he impressed everybody. I could tell by what he did and the way he did it. He sold it like $1 million. He made everyone else look like $1 million. And this whole thing might have made him $1 million. He gets drafted over SmackDown, Shane McMahon's land of opportunity. Someone gets hurt, he gets put into a number one contender match. He wins the number one contender match to go on to Backlash to challenge Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. At this point, I'm all in. At this point, I'm picking Jinder when no one else is. I'm picking the mother freaking Maharaja because I think that this is the opportunity for Jinder Mahal. He beats Randy Orton. Not only does he beat Randy Orton, he goes on to be WWE Champion for 6 months before putting over AJ Styles. And make no mistake about it, he put AJ over. He was a chicken shit heel champion and such a damn good one that he put AJ over. And I was so excited about the job Jinder Mahal did. All right, he goes to WrestleMania, becomes United States Champion, gets drafted over to Raw. Now he's back on the SmackDown, and he's not in a prominent, relevant, prevalent position. But that's okay because the WWE is a cycle. It's cyclical booking. But Jinder Mahal saw an opportunity, grabbed the proverbial brass ring, and ended up being WWE Champion. And I love him for it. And like I said, there's an interview out there that I will share with you later this week that you need to hear about Jinder Mahal. Fast forward back to present day, 2019, Money in the Bank, Dana Brooke. That I'm picking Dana Brooke to win. But Dana Brooke, to me, represents everything that Jinder Mahal was back in 2017. To me, she has the opportunity to fill a spot where, things are needed. Look at the Raw Women's Division. They shifted all the top talent over to SmackDown. Everyone thought it was a chance for like a Ruby Riott, who's been basically non-existent during the Money in the Bank build, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. But sometimes that's an opportunity for a Dana Brooke to step up. No one saw Jinder coming. I saw Jinder coming after WrestleMania 33, but outside of me, no one saw Jinder coming. And no one sees Dana Brooke coming. But look at what she did. Look at the dive she took off the ladder on Monday Night Raw, risking injury, risking her spot in the Money in the Bank ladder match if she got hurt. But she's going for it. And when you go for it, when you say, I'm not going to wait for my opportunity, I'm going to take my opportunity, things can happen for you, not just in wrestling, but in life. That's what Jinder Mahal should teach all of us. Jinder took control of his physique and of his career before WWE called him to come back and work there. And then when they did call him, he was ready. And when the opportunity presented itself, he took advantage of it. And then, a few months later, he's the fucking WWE champion. It is not outside of the realm of possibility that Dana Brooke could win the women's Money in the Bank contract and become Raw Women's Champion at some point this summer. It's just not outside of the realm of possibility. Should it happen? I don't know.
Estimated time in traffic, 9 minutes.
Could it happen? Fuck yeah, it could happen. And I would love to see it happen. I would love to see Dana Brooke pick that briefcase up and carry it around as Miss Money in the Bank. Now, think about this for a minute. Is she the best in-ring worker? No. Does she have the best look? Sometimes no. All right, her face, she had some work done on the face. Maybe didn't work out the best. Is her gear as unique as it should be, or does she look too much like Natalya? No, she looks too much like Natalya in her gear. I saw that criticism on Twitter last night. I do tend to agree with it. But here's the thing. Despite all of that, she might rise to the top. Now, we all know the good old Macho Man Randy Savage quote about the cream rising to the top. She may not necessarily be the cream, but in this case, the cream might be effort, it might be will, it might be desire, it might be heart. It worked for Jinder, and it might work for Dana Brooke. I'm just saying, don't be shocked if she pulls that briefcase down and becomes Miss Money in the Bank, and at some point this year wins the Raw, or even the SmackDown Women's Championship, because now we got this wild card rule, and it could impact the briefcases. Something we need to look at as we progress forward in the summer for WWE. Now, big idea for today. Watch out for Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke could be grabbing the brass ring. Dana Brooke could be 2019's Jinder Mahal. All right, maybe we need to get her own Singh Bros, her own nickname like the Maharaja. Who knows? But Dana Brooke has all the tools necessary and is in the perfect position to be 2019's Jinder Mahal. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can follow the website at thechairshot.com. That's thechairshot.com. Always use your head. We got some great new stuff coming out over the next few weeks. It's summertime now, so it's obvious it's a great time to implement some new content. Let's see what sticks. Please let us know. I've got more of my look back at TakeOver coming up later this week as well, which I'm excited about. I'm very interested in the WWE ratings as they come out later today, because last night there was no NBA basketball. The only live sporting event last night that would have been of consequence in the cable television ratings was the St. Louis Blues versus the San Jose Sharks, I believe, in the NHL. Those have not been beating out Raw. So it wouldn't, you know, we'll see where Raw is. If Raw occupies 3 of the 5 spots in the top 5 this week, what can we say? I don't know. Maybe that'll be the afternoon edition of Driving with DeMarco. We'll find out. But lots of great stuff coming out on the Chair Shot this week. I really hope you check it out. I really hope you enjoy it. Hit me up. Email me at gregdemarco@thechairshot.com. If you've got feedback, if you've got ideas, if you want to get involved, like Christopher Platt says, it's not just a website. It's a movement. And we love to get people involved in the movement who want to be involved. That's like our new writers that I'll talk about later this week that are slowly coming on board. Or current writers who are dedicating themselves and committing themselves to doing more for the website because they believe in what we could be and they believe in the opportunity it could present down the road if they continue to stick that out. I thank you for listening to Driving with DeMarco. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot or go to thechairshot.com and click store on the menu, but it's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. The best way to support us outside of, that's the best way to support us, you know, financially. To contribute something to the website while getting a product in return that you can physically wear. The actual best way to support us is to read, is to listen, is to comment, is to share our articles on social media, is to show it to your friends, is to get involved in that method. That is the number one
best way
to get involved. Greg DeMarco Show tonight, myself, Patrick O'Dowd, Miranda Morales, and Elisa Marie will be back with us this week as we make our picks who should win and who will win at WWE Money in the Bank. That's our first pay-per-view preview since Driving with DeMarco has started, so I'm excited about that, plus the hashtag Miranda Show. Because we have the pay-per-view preview, that's going to leave a whole lot of topics wide open for the hashtag Miranda Show. Should be a lot of fun there as well. My name is Greg DeMarco. I thank you for listening, and I will talk to you this afternoon on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.